Louisiana alligators were once on the brink of extinction. Today, there are more than ever on the coast. Hunting alligator is a way of life for thousands of Louisianans, but it's becoming less profitable as foreign imports flood the market and drive down prices. Fewer hunters are heading out to the swamps each fall. Reporter Tegan Wendland takes us out on a hunt, and a warning, this will be a bit graphic.
Reggie Little's been hunting alligators since he was a young man. Now, nearing 75, it's a little hard for him to get in and out of the boat, and to hear.
Back there, right on the side of you.
He and his younger buddy, Mike Pete, load up a flat-bottom aluminum boat in 2 o'clock Bayou, just outside Opelousas, near Lafayette.
Do I need to know anything about gun safety? Huh? Do I need to know anything about...
Just stay away from the end of the barrel. No,
okay.
You'll be all right. You'll be fine.
Doesn't instill a ton of confidence, but the men seem to know what they're doing. 2 rifles, a cooler of water, some buckets, hunting tags, and a couple of life jackets for good measure. Mike helps Reggie into the boat.
We're on the wrong side of the boat.
The morning sun sparkles on the black water as Reggie and Mike set out to check the traps they set last night. Simple enough, they hung a piece of chicken from a hook on a rope over the water, attached to a flag on a bamboo pole. If the flag is down, that means an alligator took the bait. Mike slows the boat down.
We got one up here to check.
Mike grabs the rope and starts pulling, tugging the alligator closer to the boat. You can't even see it beneath the dark water. Mike pulls the gator's head up, hands the rope to Reggie, and aims the rifle.
See which way it goes around. You're shooting high.
Good shot.
Mike grabs the alligator, pulls it over the side of the boat, and lays it on the bottom.
He's going to move around a little bit, but he can't do you anything.
Wow. I'm just going to stand over here for now.
Mike sticks his knife through the end of the tail of the writhing alligator and slides a yellow plastic tag through it. The tag was issued by the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, and it's the main reason there are so many alligators in the swamps today.
It's the classical wildlife success story.
Jeb Linscombe is the head of the state's fur and alligator program. His office in Lafayette is full of alligator skins. White ones, brown ones, even purple ones. Alligator skulls sit on the shelves. There was a time when the prehistoric beast he loves most was nearly extinct.
Really, we don't know how many alligators were being taken in the 40s, 50s, and 60s because there was no record. But many, many hundreds of thousands of animals were harvested for their hides.
So it was just a gold rush. People just shot and killed as many as they wanted.
Correct.
So in the 1970s, the state started a new program requiring all alligators get tagged. Then, in the 80s, it got people to go out into the swamps and take eggs from alligator nests in the spring and bring them to farms. The farms raise the baby alligators for about a year or two and then let them back out into the wild. Now, there are 2 million on the coast. People started hunting them again and making big money. The state says the wild alligator market is worth about $10 million. But over the past couple of years, things have taken a downturn.
We have somewhat of an over-surplus of raw and finished leather skins from crocs, period.
Turns out alligators and crocs are thriving in Asia, Africa, and Australia, too. Oversupply has driven down prices for Louisiana alligator skin. Hunters get paid per foot. Used to be about $30 per foot. This year, they're getting just $7.50. Bottom line, fewer people are out hunting, resulting in below-average alligator harvests this year and last.
Is alligator hunting, as we've traditionally known it here, going to survive?
That's hard to say.
Some tanneries are starting direct marketing campaigns, trying to drum up demand for wild Louisiana alligator skin for high-end fashion designers in New York and Italy. And some hunters are becoming hunting guides, taking other people out for money instead of hunting themselves. Reggie and Mike are looking into becoming guides. But for now, it's time to measure the gators and take them to the processor. Mike lays one out on the ground and pulls out a measuring tape.
5'3". 5'3".
7 alligators. He says he'll get about $500 from the processor. Not a lot when you figure all the hours the two men spent setting traps, buying gas for the trucks and boat, driving back and forth to the swamp and the processor. But Reggie just likes to be out in the swamps, where he grew up, mucking around with Mike. Says he won't quit until he dies, and thinks a lot of people feel the same way.
They don't care whether they make $5 or $50. They go to their camps, they take their kids, they go kill 2 or 3 alligators, they skin them, they eat the meat. if they make a little money, fine. If they don't, and that's good.
For now, the fact is, hunting alligators is a hard way to make a living. But for many, it remains part of what it means to live on the Louisiana coast. In Lafayette, I'm Tegan Wendland.